श्री परमात्मने नमः।
देयर इज अ कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ टू अपोजिट फैक्टर्स, वन चेंजेस ऑलवेज, अनदर नेवर चेंजेस। टू एक्सपीरियंस द चेंजलेस, टू एक्सपीरियंस दैट विच नेवर चेंजेस, सॉल्व्स ऑल प्रॉब्लम्स, एंड दैट इज द ट्रूथ, दैट इज द फाइनल ट्रूथ विच नेवर चेंजेस, विच नेवर पेरिशेस, विच इज इम्पेरिशेबल, विच इज नॉट डिस्ट्रॉयड। चैप्टर सेकेंड वर्स 16। नास्तु विद्यते भावो ना भावो विद्यते सतः, उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तस्तु अनयोः तत्वदर्शिभिः। द ट्रांसलेशन नाउ। द अनरियल हैज नो एग्जिस्टेंस एंड द रियल नेवर सीजेस टू बी। The unreal has no existence. What is unreal, what is untruth, has no existence. That means, whatever is changing, changing every moment. In fact, the word moment is used just to convey the idea. It is a flux of change, all the time changing. And when changing every moment, it means nothing is stable. And nothing is stable means no existence as such. The unreal has no existence and the real never ceases to be. And the real never ceases to be, never gets finished. The real is always there, the unreal is never there. The reality of both has thus been perceived by the seers of truth. Those who have seen truth, that is self-realized, those who are enlightened, those who have seen themselves. Everybody is seeing others. I met him, I met her, all those things. Or did you meet yourself sometime? Then the answer will be no. Then what are you doing? You are meeting the whole world except your own self. Have a meeting with your own self. And meeting self, not seeing at the body or in the mirror seeing how beautiful. No, that's not the thing. Nothing. That is nothing. Because of howsoever beautiful the cheeks may be, wrinkles are going to happen. They will be. Nobody can avoid the wrinkles at a time. And don't think that I always had this type of hair. And don't think you will not have like this. You will have worse sometime, who knows? You may have worse even. There are some, there may not be anything. Who knows? Yes, this is a process going on with everybody. So, when I say meeting the self does not mean meeting the body and all that. The real self, meeting the real self. Now the question will be how to meet. For that you are trying, we are trying. That is the real meeting. So the Lord says, the reality of both has thus been perceived by the seers of truth. Those who have seen the truth, they know reality of both. Reality of truth and also reality of untruth. They come to know everything. The really enlightened person, the really self-realized person knows the truth as well as this untrue world, how it is flowing, knows both. Because as soon as one knows truth, one becomes aware of untruth also. This is what the Lord has said. And now what is that truth which never comes to an end and which never perishes? Next verse. अविनाशी तु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततं विनाशम् अव्यस्यस्य न कश्चित् कर्तुम् अर्हति। नो दैट अलोन टू बी इम्पेरिशेबल विच परवेड्स दिस यूनिवर्स, फॉर नो वन हैज पावर टू डिस्ट्रॉय दिस इंडेस्ट्रक्टिबल सब्सटेंस। नो दैट अलोन टू बी इम्पेरिशेबल, इम्पेरिशेबल मीन्स विच इज नॉट डिस्ट्रॉयड, विच ऑलवेज रिमेन्स। know that alone to be imperishable, which pervades this universe. This whole universe, which you see, which you imagine, all this universe is pervaded, surrounded, permeated by some energy. That energy is imperishable. It never gets destroyed. It is not destroyed because it was never born. Whatever is born dies. Whatever born dies. The body was born. Body has to die. But that energy which is everywhere and also in this body was never born, will never die, even when the body dies. In fact, it is only the body where what we speak, the death. We will not die, the body will die. And so far there is identification of one's own existence with the body, one has the fear of death. Because one considers that I am the body is dying, I am dying. Naturally the person will weep, will be afraid of death. And when that has been experienced, which was never born, which is imperishable in the words of Lord, of the Lord, then one does not care for death even. Death is a play. Or death is just like this. You were here last evening, and then you slept during night, and then next day you are again here. So what has happened during night? Sleep? Death is also a sleep, a little longer. What is there? What else? In the same way, one life is there, another life is there, in between two lives, there is the night of rest. So death is fine. Why to be afraid of it? I told you a story, a real one. Some master was with some seekers somewhere in a building. And after enlightenment, there remains nothing to be done except telling people, you also follow this path, you will be happy, like that. So he was teaching something. The seekers were there sitting. All of a sudden there was an earthquake. It was a building having 6, 7 or 8 stories, like that. There was earthquake. And the seekers, those disciples, they were absorbed in the talk. The master was giving them some subtle thing, very interesting, very deep and knowledge full of love. So they were absorbed. But as soon as there was an earthquake and there was trembling, the windows were trembling like that, all ran away down the stairs. They forgot the master even. They ran away. You see? And in hurry, some fell upon another, some got the injury, some tore the pajama and whatever happened like that. Anyway, they went out. But there was only some trembling. The building did not collapse. It did not fall down. Nothing happened. When nothing happened, they thought, oh, we left the master. Where is the master? Where is the guru? What happened to Guruji? He is not here. They again went to the building. They were there about the 4th floor or 5th floor, whatever it was. They went there. They saw the master was sitting there on that bed like that. They came and they sat down again. They were a little ashamed also. They ran away leaving the master. They were saying, we are with you for the whole life. We have given our life to you. Whatever you will say, we will do. We have surrendered completely. They ran away. But anyway, now they again came, sat down there. When the master saw, he was in meditation, he opened the eyes. He saw almost all have come. Of course, some were trying to press their knees because something happened, you see, some injury or something. Some have torn shirt or something, anyway. And they are full of shame also. The master saw the condition. And when he saw that all have come, almost all have come, the master started telling the same story from the place from where it was left. The master was saying something, all of a sudden there was a tremor, there was a jerk, they ran away. The master started the story from there. One of the disciples was, he stood up, sir, very sorry, please, we will listen all this story later on. We have a question. The master said, yes, what is the question? The disciple said, the question is, we all ran out. What happened about you? You did not run away from here. The master said, I also ran at once. The only difference is, you ran out, I ran in. And I reached at the center of my existence immediately. And I reached at the center, earthquake could not do anything to me. I became imperishable at once. At once I reached. As soon as I, the building may fall, okay, finish. Before the building falls, I reached at the point which can never be destroyed, the Atman, my soul. You ran out. The only difference is that I also ran, but I ran inside, at my center. So I am there, and nothing happened. And you forgot that the building could have fallen even on you there, outside. This is the difference. So, that imperishable truth about which the Lord is saying here, which pervades the whole universe, which surrounds the whole universe, which is around the universe, in the universe, everywhere. In some sense, which is not separate from the universe itself. The universe, the creation, is in fact the manifestation of the Creator Himself. There is no difference between the Creator and the creation. One aspect of the Creator is formless. What is known in Hindi, nirakar, the same formless assumes the form, has the form. The creator and creation, they are one. Energy is one. One dimension, one aspect is what is not perceived by senses, can be experienced in human body. Another aspect is what is perceived by the senses. Of the form. That experience takes you to that imperishable truth. You realize it. It happens like that. Then there remains no fear.